Capital goods, by definition, evoke time because you are not immediately consuming them. So the fact that we even have capital in society requires an understanding of time. All of our material wealth is a residuum of past activities. We stand on the shoulders of all those who came before, who sacrificed current consumption for future production. Right back to the first person who decided to spend time crafting a fishing net rather than catching a fish with their bare hands. Capital is transient. People are either accruing it or consuming it. It is not fixed or finite. It does not rest in certain hands forever. Capital is a way station in the production of consumer goods. A fishing net is a station on the way to producing fish for the next year until the net wears out. The net is eventually completely transformed into fish and in that sense used up, which is to say consumed. The same thing is true of huge factories that are equipped with robots. The capital is not fixed in the sense of being there forever. They are eventually used up, consumed in the production of tins of tomatoes, automobiles, or whatever else. So, in effect, these robots in the factory, the capital goods, are half-baked cakes on the journey of being a fully baked cake, which is a consumer good. The robot and the factory are tins of tomatoes or automobiles or whatever else in their unfinished state. Eventually, they will be completely transformed into those consumer goods. The entrepreneur capitalist who commits to purchasing these half-baked cakes are making a bet for the next 20 or 30 years that people are still going to want to buy full cakes. In other words, the person who builds a factory is making a bet that people will want tins of tomatoes or cars for a long time, long enough for them to justify the expenditure on the factory and the robots. They are speculating that the market will persist long enough for them to see a return on their investment, which may not come to fruition for at least a year or 2 years or even 10 years. The workers who they employ in this factory not only benefit from being paid their wages today, as opposed to in 1 year's time or in 10 years' time, but also benefit from the consumer goods which the factory will produce today that would not have been possible without the prior savings and investments that have been made in the capital goods by the entrepreneur capitalist. If the entrepreneur capitalist has bet correctly, then they will be rewarded for their speculation and their patience in waiting for the return. If they bet wrongly, then they will either come to ruin or else sell on the capital goods to another entrepreneur capitalist who can put them to more productive uses. Now get out.